Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
I love my
foot.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
You got baby nuts.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Teams really don't tackle in the fall anyways. How many days would you venture to guess that you would go live anyways?
At the club 1080.
Coach?
Souk and Rob's passion.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, we're still there.
Hello.
Oh,
okay. Sorry about that.
Am I bugging you, Ron?
You do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
Mariota.
Well, being a man of increase.
Give him hot milk. You know, we have little cookies.
Oh, no.
I'm old. I am dying.
What an exciting time.
Thank you. Hello.
Sorry, I'm caught up in a clip of... Is it Mel Blanc or Blanc that did all the Looney Tunes voices?
Ooh, I don't know how to pronounce that.
I think it's Blanc, but I saw a clip. I don't know. I mean, this is one of those weird things that came across my timeline. I knew he did Bugs Bunny and a lot of those. He did basically every Looney Tunes character... There is. He did Tweety. One guy did Tweety Bird, Sylvester the Cat, Daffy Duck, the Roadrunner, Foghorn Leghorn, which might be the best of all of them. Did Speedy Gonzalez, which seems uncomfortable now. Yosemite Sam. He did Pepe Le Pew. Of course, Elmer Fudd and Bugs Bunny and Porky Pig. All one guy.
Didn't Pepe Le Pew also get canceled?
Yeah, he got canceled.
He was a little rapey.
Well, he was problematic.
He's problematic, yeah. He's sexually harassing that poor cat who always walked under a painted fence or whatnot. I didn't realize that when
Penelope Pussycat.
Yes. When you're watching all of those cartoons, that is Mel just speaking to himself, doing all of those voices.
And Mel Blanc, a great radioman.
Oh, is he a radio guy?
Yeah. Big radio guy.
And
personality.
I also am fascinated. This might just be me. I will watch... I will get caught in a death spiral watching someone do a character voice, but in like watching them do it, like watching him do Daffy Duck. I could watch that for an hour, or watching the South Park guys. Cause they do all those two guys, Trey Parker, and Matt Stone, they do almost all of the South Park voices. So hearing, I don't know which one does which, but hearing Trey Parker do Cartman, but you're watching Trey Parker, blows me away. Because it's not someone doing an impression, it's you hear Cartman.
It's him, yeah.
Seth MacFarlane's another guy. He can do all the Family Guy voices, and you're just like, oh my God. And it makes me think there was a, I think it was John Stewart that told a story once about he was on an airplane and Mike Judge, the guy that does Beavis and Butthead, was either sitting in front of him or behind him. And Stewart said he was talking to like his wife or his buddy, whoever was sitting next to him. And he goes, I think that's Mike Judge. And he was trying to build up the courage to be able to ask him, hey, is that Mike Judge? And I guess Mike Judge heard him and realized that that was John Stewart. And so he said from like behind him or whatever, he just started hearing. And Mike Judge started doing Beavis and Butthead talking to John Stewart.
Oh, that's great.
And Stewart goes, dude, I just wanted it to go on forever. And that's, I don't know if anyone else is, but I am fascinated by people doing their characters' voices, but watching them.
So we've been corrected. It is Mel Blanc.
Blanc.
And are you ready for hot Mel Blanc facts?
Yes.
He's from Portland.
Get right the hell out of town.
His radio career started in 1927.
Right here at the Fan.
Right here. Actually, close. He started at KGW on a program called The Hoot Owls.
Are you S-ing me right now?
Nope.
It's amazing.
And then in 1932, he moved to KEX.
Wow.
Which is still on the air here. And he produced and co-hosted a show called Cobweb and Nuts.
Dude, I would listen to the Cobweb and Nuts show.
That was with his wife.
Oh. Then which one was Cobweb, which one was Nuts?
I think we know the answer to that. Boy, yeah, that sound, that's...
Yeah, it's a little problematic, right?
And then she encouraged him to move back to L.A., and that's when he joined Warner Brothers.
Huh.
But yeah, he's a Portland guy.
I had no idea.
Yeah. And he looks exactly like you would think.
Exactly like you would think.
Yes. Kind of like a thin mustache, handsome, slicked back hair.
So Blanc, not Blanc.
Blanc, Mel Blanc.
Mel Blanc.
Yeah.
Well, I knew that name, and I knew he did a couple of the Looney Tunes, and like I know he's Bugs. I just didn't know he did all of those. And a lot of times with cartoons, I do know that one guy, like Hank Azaria that does The Simpsons, he does a ton of characters. And so does, I forget the guy's name, I can picture him, but the guy that does Homer does a ton of voices on The Simpsons as well. And I don't know, I just think that's a cool, I'm always jealous. I think that's a cool skill, people that can do different voices like that.
He's also a Freemason.
Horse.
And a member of Midday Lodge in Portland.
Don't know what that is, but... Well, he was, because he died in the 80s, but...
Yeah, he died in 89.
Yeah.
But he held a membership at the Lodge for 58 years. Mm. And he was a Shriner.
Oh. So Mel was... he was a man of the people.
Yes, he was.
Me and my buddy were thinking about joining the Freemasons just because... why not? We think maybe there's something cool going on at the Freemasons. I don't know what's happening there, but I want in. Feel like some sort of weird secret society thing. Let's do it.
He's not buried here. He's buried in Hollywood.
Hmm. Well, I would.
But
I'm assuming he's got like a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and all that. And
his gravestone reads, "That's all, folks." Hmm.
Porky Pig. Fitting.
That's great.
And let me just state for the record, the best of those voices, and it's not even close, Foghorn Leghorn.
Agreed.
The Southern, and that's, I mean, it's when you do your Southern, that's basically Foghorn Leghorn.
So I'm basically Mel Blanc?
At this point, yes. This is.
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises.
Yeah, now.
Good luck to me.
Yeah, now.
I love that whole rant. Yes, Foghorn Leghorn. Beautiful.
Okay, well, now we get to a segment regarding the Karen Reed trial.
Yeah.
The verdict is in.
We got one.
Next on The Fan.
Here now.
Well, we were talking about it yesterday, that the Karen Reed trial, the jury was deliberating. And today they came back with a verdict, and she is not guilty.
Yeah. The first trial was a hung jury.
Yeah.
And they retried her right away, and she's scot-free now.
She is acquitted.
Yes.
Which is great, because... me being a legal expert, I didn't think she did it.
You did make that call. Now, you did send me to the wrong... you said to go to Netflix, and I couldn't find the damn documentary, so now...
Have you watched it? Did you watch it?
Well, no, because...
It was on Max.
It was on Max. Yeah. And now, so, do I need to go and watch it now that I know that she's innocent?
I tell you what, dude.
You saying that she was framed.
She was framed.
And that's why I think it's worth watching, because
how
yes.
she came within this close of like being thrown away for her life because of this framing is pretty wild.
Look, at the very least, mm-hmm. there was so much police misconduct
yeah.
that it is wild that she even had to have a second trial. Like, based on the evidence, and you'll see the evidence in the documentary if you watch it, I yeah. think it's like three parts, maybe?
It's three parts that are a little under an hour each.
Yeah. So it's not that long of a watch, but there is a... Dude, that case, it had it all. Like, it is that quintessential, oh my God, how could this be happening case?
Yeah.
But also really good because there are some things that you look at her and go, well, maybe she did... So it's like this, it's a really complex and quite frankly, kind of Hollywood script, yeah, right?
But we don't know that she was framed. We just know that they couldn't prove beyond a shadow of a doubt she was guilty. But we don't know that anyone was, that
no, that's,
framed her.
That's right. But the fact that...
But if she didn't do it...
Yes, why
then
is
then there's
she,
certainly a frame job that's out there.
There was an attempted frame.
There was an attempt to frame her.
There's no question because she was on trial.
If she didn't hit him, then why was... The dude right. out in the snow well, right back where she'd backed
up. We don't know that she didn't hit him. We just know that they couldn't prove. Just because you're found,
no,
O.J. Simpson
right.
was found not guilty.
No, that's right. But I think if you watch the doc.
Yeah, you'll think that there was
it's pretty clear that she didn't hit him.
Yeah.
That's very nefarious, all of it. Yeah. It's really, I think it's a really good documentary. Anyway.
Well, it's kind of scary because there is always the idea that if, and you see this a lot like with women or people that are involved with cops, and how do you, if a cop does something bad to you or you're involved with the police, do you ever feel like you get a fair shake? Right, like,
or that you could go to the police.
By the way,
the guy he was a cop.
He was
the guy,
a cop.
The guy who died, and that was her boyfriend, and they were fighting.
Yes,
and they were at another. They were at the police chief's house, and so it's this yeah. whole. And then, I mean, dude, the guy, the lead investigator on the case, was caught searching her phone for nudes and calling her a whack job. See you next Tuesday.
Yeah, that's problematic.
Very. So there was all kinds of things like that, and so
wait, did he find any nudes?
She's kind of hot.
I think he actually texted to one of his colleagues, still no nudes, but she's got a flat ass or something like that.
I mean, these guys.
And these are the people just, that are in charge of.
Yes.
Of conducting the investigation.
Yeah.
By the way, from the home of the police chief. Like, come on, man. It's like the whole thing. If you really just look at the evidence.
Yeah.
Objectively, just look at the evidence. There is no way they could have put her behind bars unless. Some nefarious stuff
well,
was going on.
And to be fair, they didn't. So,
exactly.
I mean, they attempted
but
to.
I tell you what, they did. And it got really close. It was a hung jury the first time. I couldn't believe it.
Because yeah. there was at least one person or people on that first jury that were unequivocally sure that, yes, she should be guilty. That's why it was hung.
Because I do think for a lot of people, the idea is that, you know, hey, if the cops say that you did it, there's a good chance you did it. And that's, you know, that's kind of a scary thing if there really is a frame up there. And good for her that she's found innocent. Now, I know she went through hell, but on the plus side, she's about to be really rich.
Totally.
Because she's going
to... Get ready to see her everywhere.
Everywhere.
Book deal.
And by the way, I don't fault her. She went through something horrific, right? She was put on trial for something she didn't do. She's been found innocent. Cash in while you can. But
I think
she's going to make a bunch of money.
The worst part about that documentary, and I don't know much about her other than that documentary, yeah. is she seems... quite awful herself.
Okay.
Like she you don't like she's not a
sympathetic.
She kind of like
not really.
Like going she glams herself up for the trials and then instead of like going in the back door quietly, she kind of does a runway walk in front of all her fans. It's odd.
Well, maybe she enjoys the and this is kind of the
oh, you know she does.
Well, and this is the weird part. Like nowadays you hear this from people all the time. People just want to be famous and it doesn't matter for what. And so if she really is one of those people and she's been found innocent, oh my God, the Karen Reed, she will have an OnlyFans soon enough. Well, did you see remember the lady that had the meltdown on the airplane?
Tiffany
Which
Gomez.
Which one?
Tiffany
Gomez. She was the one that said that MF-er is not real. She was like yeah. tripping out on like sleeping pills or something like that. And
she's like a Karen
and,
looking.
She's
well, but she was a hot.
She's launched an OnlyFans.
Oh, the brunette.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, with the hair back.
She's launched the.
All right.
I'm putting it out there. Hey, check this out. It's so, you know, if she's one of these attention seekers, you know, she'll be on. Should be on Big Brother. Should be on VH1 doing some sort of reality thing. Should be with Andy Cohen doing a housewife. Maybe she'll have an OnlyFans.
She'll be a legal consultant for whatever the next trial is that gets covered.
This may end up being the best thing that ever happened to her. She's not going to have to work again.
And imagine if she can sue the police department.
Yeah.
Because I mean, if they framed her and you can prove it.
I wonder about that.
Yeah, how are you going to prove that, though?
Well,
there's quite a bit of documentary.
You're not going to get a lot of cooperation from the police.
But there's stuff like there's video of them seemingly like tampering with her taillight in the garage.
Yes.
There's all kinds of stuff.
Anyway, it's worth a watch. But now that you know the result, you know, I don't know if you'll go back and watch it. The best thing she said in that doc, because she does not do herself any favors in terms of, you know, just when she's being interviewed for that documentary. The best thing she says, I thought, was there was a moment in there where she goes, "Did I hit him?" In other words, she was
so drunk, or
well, she was drunk, but she was thinking, she just didn't know what happened.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was very telling, and very telling of someone who is starting to be framed, but now is like, well, wait, did I? Well, like, could I have done that?
That's the thing that they say happens to people when the police tell you over and over again that you did something and that it can get into your head when people start questioning.
That was the Brendan Dassey making a murderer thing.
They're like, oh my God, did I do this? Everyone keeps saying that I did. Yeah, I can screw with you.
So when she admitted that, I was like, ooh, that's something somebody who really doesn't know what happened to him and is innocent might say.
Huh.
So anyway, I'm happy she's not guilty because I'd go to my grave thinking she did not do that, but
she is innocent according to the court of law, and she cannot be retried. So now the question becomes: do the police try to find the real killer? I'm guessing not. I'm guessing for that poor bastard's family, the Justin, whatever the guy that died. I'm guessing the family will never get closure because if she didn't do it, that means that the cops were involved in this somehow.
Exactly.
And they ain't going to investigate themselves.
The cops know who did it.
Yes.
Because they were there.
Yes.
So, or at least the police chief was there. It was at his house.
Yeah.
Which is a gathering.
Which is why they're about to shut the F up forever. Much like OJ, I want one of them to come out and be like, I will not rest until I find the real killer.
Yeah, it's also why they're all texting and calling each other at 2:30 in the morning that night, and then they're like, no, I think it was a cell phone network thing, a butt dial.
I would like you guys to know that I'm doing a deep dive into my personal conduct and to find out how great I am. I'll be releasing my findings shortly, but I fully anticipate my findings to turn up the fact that I am even better than I originally thought. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Well, my wife and I are battling over a snake issue at the house.
That's no good.
We have snakes.
It's no good.
And I'm not happy.
You don't like snakes.
I really don't like snakes.
No.
So that's next. But first, here's Buck.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, now to snake news. I'm not happy about this, but listen.
Is anyone ever happy about snakes in their house?
Well, they're not in the house, thank God. But I will, because then I'm bombing the house.
Yeah.
And I don't care who's in it. Hmm. It's going up in flames.
Remember when they were in our old office?
I do. Yes, I do. And that's when I told the GM, I said, there's two things I need from you, and only two. Otherwise, I'm just going to be here doing my job. One of them is pay me on time. The second one is don't make me step over snakes to get to the studio.
Yeah.
Pretty simple asks, don't you think?
It does feel like those are two reasonable asks. Although one of them was a gardener snake, so.
Well, these are gardener snakes because there aren't other. I know there are other snakes around here, but.
We don't have a lot of snakes.
Yeah, like in the city, these are gardener snakes, okay? And I'm going to preface this by telling you that I am well aware that my sort of...
It's a phobia, if you will.
Phobia of snakes is pretty irrational, sure. Okay? I get that they're gardener snakes, and I get that they really aren't harmful in probably any way.
No, they stink a little bit.
But I got to tell you, it freaks me out, man. And we have them at the house, and the only way I would know this is Molly Tenges is a huntress.
Ah.
And she finds them all the time.
So she brings them to you?
Well, she will. So I always thought it was a mole she was kind of digging after.
Sure.
But every once in a while, she'll be hot on something in the yard, and I'll just let her do it because it's like, you know, that's what she does. It's like a dog doing what she's bred to do or like born to do. Yeah. And so I'm like, whatever, we'll see what she comes up with. Well, more often than not, she comes out of there with a snake. Now, sometimes they're killed because they're babies. Like, she shakes them. Like, she doesn't eat them. She shakes it
or ragdolls them.
Yeah, and they die.
Mm-hmm.
Other times, she throws them around, and then she's kind of freaking out about it, and then they slither away.
Sure.
Well, today, I thought, again, she was going after the mole. I'm sitting out front doing my award-winning show prep, minding my own business. And there she is digging under a plant. And I'm like, oh, that's cute. Look at that. Okay. I thought it was the mole. It wasn't the mole. It was the snake. And it was the mama snake.
Ah.
And she pulls that mama snake out of there.
It was big sucker. It was like 8 inches.
Dude, it was like 10 feet long.
It's a garden.
It's like a boa.
I want to see how big these little snakes can get.
So here's my thing.
Okay.
Nurse Nice says they're fine. She goes, oh, I meant to tell you. I said, dude, babe, she just pulled out the freaking mama.
By the way, they can range up to 2 feet. So you can get 26
inches. This one was 30 feet.
18 to 26 inches in length. So, I mean, look.
I'm like, look.
A 2-foot snake.
Dude, it was a bigger snake.
It's
than
a sizable snake.
This snake today that she pulled out of there was bigger than any of the others.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, and this rock that this snake lives under, it's right outside of it's a 10-foot putt from my front door.
Okay.
I'm not happy about this.
All right.
And here's why.
Ooh, it does say that there are some. The giant garter snake can grow well over 40 inches. So maybe you have a giant.
Like I said, 40 feet. So I go into her, I'm like, you should have seen this snake that she pulled out of there.
Yeah.
That Molly pulled out of there.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, yeah, I saw that one the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, I have a confession to make. I put the snake under there.
What?
So, okay, so the the nurse for there was someone at our house.
Okay.
Up at our at the main house. And because there are multiple on the property, as you know,
yeah,
it's a vast,
yes.
It's a compound.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. She was leaving, going out the front door, okay. And she got freaked out that there was a snake right on our porch, right on our front.
And you don't like that at all.
I wasn't there.
No,
this, but this
I'm
is
just
my
saying,
wife.
That's
no, this yeah. is not good.
Yeah.
So she walks out and she tells my wife, "Hey, I just want you to know there's a snake out
snake.
Here." So my wife went out there and picked up the snake.
She raw-dogged it.
And put it over where this rock, under this rock.
What?
Where Molly found her today.
Huh.
So she tells me, she goes, yeah, the nurse was over here and she didn't really like, she got kind of freaked out by the snake being on the porch and so I put it over there. And now Molly found it.
What?
Yeah. Well, what?
She's relocating snakes?
Yes, because she won't kill them.
Huh.
So my question is.
Yeah.
And she goes, what is the problem with that? I'm like, well, the problem with it is, to me, that I hate snakes, okay? And that was a pretty big snake.
Yeah.
So can you not just, like, fling it out into the street or something?
Like, rehome it directly in front of where it was?
Yes.
I love the idea.
Were there no other options as far as places to put it?
I don't know. So when the snake was out there today,
yeah.
I put Molly in the house because she was going crazy.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, now what do I do?
Yeah.
Because my wife's working. I was like...
Well, I'm so surprised you even wanted to deal with the snake.
Well, I wanted to get rid of the... I wanted to eliminate the snake.
Yes.
But I, by the time I went and got, like, a shovel to, like,
bash
kill it.
It
or whatever, it would have been gone.
Okay.
So now I had to think on my feet.
Yeah. There's no way you touch that with your hands.
No.
No.
I'm not,
I'm not
touching it.
I cannot think of a situation where you would bend down and pick up
no,
that snake.
No. Zero. Zero chance.
Yeah.
Negative 20% chance. I had a rake.
Yeah.
I went and got the rake.
Oh, rakes are good.
I tried to get the rake to scoop up the snake. And I honestly, dude, I was going to flip that thing 800 miles across
catapult
the street.
Catapult that sucker as far as it would go.
Not that I've ever flung anything into the neighbor's yard. No. But if you have, let me tell you, it's kind of a rewarding feeling.
Anyway, the snake slithered away and back under the rock.
Oh.
So my wife's like, well...
So what now you have a snake living under your rock.
We have a ton of snakes. Molly is constantly hunting up the snakes.
Really? And that snake's going to have snake babies.
I know. And this is my problem. This is part of my argument.
Yeah.
You have a family of pet snakes.
Yeah.
My argument to her is, hey, they reproduce like at an alarming
yes,
rate.
Yes, they do.
And pretty soon, we're going to have snakes crawling in our walls.
Yeah.
That's the leap that I
remember
take.
Remember that snake
it.
House in Idaho?
Yes.
That was a real thing.
And that comes to my mind every time.
They're because probably in your crawl space right now.
They're very close to our crawl space.
Oh, well.
And Molly's hunting one up every day. So she says, well, wait, they help with, because we've had a rodent problem before.
Yeah, well, now you have a snake problem.
She goes, well, they help with our rodent problem. Is that true? That gardener snakes help with rodents?
I'm guessing that that is probably...
I believe that's correct.
That's probably correct.
They can eat... Like, because they're pretty small snakes. I mean,
yeah, but I'm guessing that's what they probably feed on. I don't know it, but yeah, I mean, I'm guessing snakes do eat little vermin, and they may not be able to eat a big rat, but they probably eat little mice or little meeses, the babies. But here's the thing. Aren't you trading a... Not really a rodent problem, an alleged rodent problem for now a massive snake problem?
Well, I told her I would rather have to fight rats and mice than I would snakes.
Yeah, I'd rather do that too.
And she does not believe, she's the opposite.
Why? Why would you?
Well, because she doesn't like rodents. She thinks they're gross.
Mm.
Whereas snakes stay out in the yard and they just kind of kill bugs and do snake stuff.
So you now, not only are you battling snakes... But the snakes have a double agent because Nurse Nice.
They have an ally.
They have an ally. The call is coming from inside the house. Nurse Nice is against you. Realize this is a war that you will not win, and it's only a matter of time, Isaac Rop, till you come home and there is a snake in your house. Think about it. You've had a snake on your porch, you've had a snake now near the crawl space. A snake has been told that it now lives under the rock and it probably has set up a little shop under there. What's to stop the snake from coming inside? You will have snakes in your house.
Well,
all because your wife is weak.
It's me and Molly
against
the snakes and Nurse Nice.
Wow.
So I'm just going to let Molly kill him. Molly's my only hope.
It really is.
Molly Tingies, I'm just going to let her kill him.
Well, but
because usually I call her off the ball. I call her off the ball.
Why do you do that?
Well, I don't know.
Just so she's not mixing it up?
Yeah, I don't want her to, like, eat the thing, you know, and then get snake butt. Snakeria.
Well, yeah, but and they're foul. The little garter snakes, they like.
But
they,
she doesn't they, seem they, to want to eat them.
No,
she doesn't really know what to do with them. Well, she just kind of throws them around.
Can I suggest that you just start killing every snake you see?
Yes, but I need a. Okay, so that's another question. Is what is the? How do you kill?
You don't want to know how. I don't know if. Do you how want are my, you? I have battled.
Well, how are you supposed to kill a snake?
I'll tell you how I kill.
What do you do? Do you just cut its head off with a shovel or something?
Well, I mean,
kerosene and a match.
Do you light them on fire?
No, you can't. That's difficult. There's a really. I don't want to like.
Is you just there, fling them into well, the.
Is there illegal things here or whatever? Like,
it's
I don't.
A gardener
I don't
snake.
Want
no
like
one...
PETA coming after me or whatever. No. So whatever. I get gardener snakes in my yard too.
What do you
and
do with them?
Weed whacker.
Oh, you weed whack them or like lawnmower?
No. Yeah. Well, when I lived in La Center, we had a den of the garter snakes. And they would come up from the ground, and we had a because we lived on property. I had a John Deere riding mower, and let's just say, it wasn't uncommon for that mowing deck to get lowered. It's just there were parts of the yard that were cut a little thinner than the rest, and we just drop it. But if I'm outside and one of those little bastards comes across my feet, and I got the weed trimmer out there, thanks for coming. And it's done.
I like the sound effect.
And then maybe
I don't have a weed whacker.
Well,
I don't,
you should get one.
Well, I'm not going to get one. So, well, how do I? I don't need one. So, how do I kill?
Shovel, spade. Get a spade.
You know what I need to do? This guy's right on the text. I need to become a falconer.
Oh, there you go.
Well, the YouTube chat just says make sure you start carrying around an old sand wedge.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one too.
But the spade is better because then it's you know what a spade is.
Yeah.
Or a hoe, if you will. You can do that, too. Because then you have a sharp edge, and they just, you know. I'm like, and I know I'm going to catch flack for all that, because people are like, oh, it's animals. I am the Colonel Kurtz of backyard animals. I don't screw around. When it comes to dealing with pests, I take a no-holds-barred approach. And it often gets criticized in my family and among circles, but I don't mess around. To me, if I'm going to go to war with something, I go to war. We're not doing this. We're not trying to win hearts and minds. We're eliminating things. And that's just the way we operate when you live out in the country. Now I've taken that sensibility to the city. And, you know, if they don't want to, don't come in my yard. But if you come in my yard, especially as a snake or something that I deem undesirable, rats, it used to be possums, so I've made peace with them. I leave the possums alone now. I take no prisoners. It's go time. And then maybe if you want to, maybe that's where you can fling things into other parts of yards.
People really liking that snake-a-ria bit.
I'm telling you, though, the weed whacker, it's the easiest thing in the world.
Sounds pretty simple.
It is quick. It is painless.
But don't you have to have it handy, like when you catch one?
Oh, no, dude. They're just
when
out
you see
there.
One?
Yeah. I mean, most of the time when I see one, it's like, a lot of times I'm outside using the weed whacker or the lawnmower.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, what if you don't? Like today, I don't have a weed whacker other than for this purpose.
Yeah. All right.
So I would not be out there with it.
All right. Here's what you do: you take go get yourself like a $40 Black & Decker weed whacker that has battery power, and you just lean it against the door. Do you have a shed, something outside? And when you encounter one of these, you pick it up and it's over, dude. It takes care of it in like 2 seconds. It's not even 2 seconds. It's just, it's over. You don't have to worry about gas, anything. It's just electric powered. Thanks for coming. Game over. Done. Yeah, someone said, yeah, don't set up shop in my yard, bitch. Exactly.
I'm going to have a talk with Molly. I think this is on her.
I'm guessing Nurse Nice would not like my weed whacker approach. What if you came home with a weed whacker and she was like, what's that for? You're like, I got
to the snakes. I got to Yeah, she would not. She would not.
I like this text that says, your wife gives you something. Well, your wife gives you sex. Molly Tengies does not. Get used to the snake.
Well, I think Rob, I can talk Molly into taking him out for me.
Rob had a mole problem once, and I suggested how I dealt with moles, and that was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you use a shovel? That's what my dad would do.
Nope. That's called the Mossberg, my friend. Nice. If you ever want to get rid of moles, sit out there at night and get yourself a, you know, get yourself a couple Rainiers or whatever it is, and you just kind of wait to see the ground a-bubbling. And then that's called buckshot or birdshot if you want, either way. And
mole shot in this case.
Mole shot. Problem solved. Tried a lot of different ways to get rid of moles when I lived out in the country. And the best way I found is the Mossberg. The Mossberg is foolproof.
We didn't have a Mossberg, and so my dad would convince us to go have a picnic in the front lawn where it was happening, and he would just stand there with the shovel ready to play whack-a-mole if they came out.
Hmm. That seems inefficient.
Yeah, he didn't get many of them.
Because they don't... Yeah, no. They don't...
They'd pop his head, their heads up, and he'd wind up, and they'd go away.
You know what you don't have to wind up with?
Mossberg.
I need my own wildlife show. Just, you know, dealing with pests, Sukanic style. Waiting for PETA to protest.
All right, we got to wrap it up next on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us here, generally speaking.
I got to go home and re-whack some things.
What is Colorado Rockies?
We will not be here tomorrow.
I did leave a roach or something today alive, but that was on the walk. I don't kill things if it's away from my property. I was walking the dog and like some big gross, looked like a cockroach or something, came walking out in front of me. I let it live. Now, if that's in my yard, that thing's dead.
Why?
Property rights. I mean,
what is it? I mean, what's it doing to you?
Well, again, it's... Well, it's a cockroach. I don't want a cockroach around me.
How do you know that one couldn't just walk over to your house?
Yeah. Well, it was like, it was like half a mile from my house.
It's going to be quite the journey.
Which is why I let it go. Again, I only deal with things that are in my... I'm a live and let live as long as you don't encroach upon
but what,
my territory.
What if the cockroach was also on a walk And he looked at you and went, oh my God, there's the guy who owns the house that I live at.
Well, it's his problem.
And then you let him live.
Yeah, now he comes back. Son of a gun.
And he's like, yeah, boy, I got lucky there.
Oh, yeah.
Ran into the owner, but he didn't recognize me.
Have an agreement with things in the yard. They know. They know what's up.
Tomorrow is Juneteenth.
Yes.
So we will not be here because we have to celebrate black people.
Rob's playing golf with a black guy.
I sure am.
Yeah.
Beat that.
I don't think there's any black guys in my jiu-jitsu class tomorrow.
Well, then what do you get? Yeah, so let's say you go to jiu-jitsu and there's a black guy and you beat him up. Mm. That's not any way to celebrate Juneteenth.
No. Maybe I can let
him. You got to let him win.
Let him win. Randy, if you're out there, yeah, I haven't seen you in a while. Show up. We have one black guy.
Well, we are back on Friday.
You got a couple of Hispanics. Does that? No?
No.
What about Brazilians? You got plenty of Brazilians.
It is not the day of the Brazilian.
No. Sorry.
So we're out tomorrow, back Friday, 3 to 7 on the Fan. Good night.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.